بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله أرسل الله بالحق بشيرا ونظيرا داعيا إلى الله بإذنه وسراجا منيرا. فما بعد، فقال تعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. وقال: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. وقال نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم: أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. My dear brothers and sisters, somebody asked me a question: why Islam? And I answered, because Islam works. So they said, what do you mean Islam works? I said to them that today we live in a world that is hostile to Islam by and large, and so we do not feel confident, for a lot of us, about our faith, though we may still be practicing it. For many, if not most, Islam is a set of rituals related to worship and to two events in our lives: marriage and death. We don't look at the fact that Islam is a lot more than that. And the beauty of Islam is that the things that are prescribed in Islam, and I'm not talking about the worship aspect, I'm talking about all the other things, are things which work beautifully in our current modern day context. The test of something is, does it work for everyone? Sugar is sweet, and it will sweeten your tea whether or not you say Bismillah and put a teaspoon of sugar in the tea, because it is the nature of sugar to be sweet. Similarly, it is the nature of the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to be sweet, to be beneficial. It is the nature of the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to be beneficial, irrespective of whether the one following that teaching knows that this is his teaching and is following it for that reason, or whether he is just following it because it just makes sense. Obviously, the one who knows it is his teaching, who is following it with that intention, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will also give him reward in the akhirah. But even if someone just follows the teaching, it is beneficial. And I'm going to give you dalail for what I am saying. Now let me give you just two examples in this khutbah, and maybe we have a series of such khutbah. Among the things that I teach in my corporate consulting practice is customer service. And in customer service we use two terms: customer satisfaction and customer delight. Customer satisfaction is self-explanatory. It means that you give the customer what he or she paid for, the service or whatever it was, product, and they are happy with that. But customer delight is a step beyond that. Customer delight is when you do something which is unexpected. So the customer is delighted. He didn't expect that, but he loves it. I was in Jeddah in 2003. I was living the whole year, I was living there. And on one trip, I was going back home. And that night, I had a dinner at the house of one of the directors of the Islamic Development Bank, IDB. So I went to a perfumer's shop to buy some perfume, something for my host for that night, and I wanted to take some perfume for my father, who was back home in Hyderabad at the time. So when I went into the shop, I asked him if he had the perfume of the Kiswa of the Kaaba, the cover of the Kaaba. So he smiled, he said, you know, that's not one perfume, that's a combination of several perfumes and I don't have it. I said, do you know where I can get it? He said, nobody sells it. You can't get it anywhere. So I said, okay, I can't get it. So I went and I browsed and I looked for some other perfumes and I bought two bottles of perfumes. I came to the counter to pay and I paid for the two bottles and then the man gives me a third bottle. I said, what's this? He said, this is the perfume of the Kiswa of the Kaaba. So I said, you told me you don't have it. He said, I don't have it. I made this for you. Because he told me it's a combination of several perfumes. He said, I made this for you. I was absolutely delighted. I said, fantastic. Subhanallah. I said, Jazakumullahu khairan, ya akhi. How much for this? He said, no. This is a gift for you. You said you want for your father, take it. It's a gift for you. No payment. Gift for you. That's 2003, this is 2021. 18 years. And I've been telling this story all over the world. Why? Because this is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in action. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when you weigh, give full measure and then give something more. Now obviously, this doesn't apply only to weights and measures. It applies to every interaction in our lives. I gave you an example of a purchase and sale, but this applies to us in our homes, in our families, in our organizations, in our countries, when we drive on the road, when we deal with anybody. The teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is give full measure and give something more. That something more can be anything. Need not be a material object. It can be a smile. It can be the way you deal with somebody. It can be a thank you, which is what we'll come to as the next step. The expression of genuine appreciation. Give something more. And as I told you, the beauty of the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is, it works. Why Islam? Because Islam works. Delighted customers are loyal customers. They make repeat purchases. And most importantly, they become our most powerful brand ambassadors, because there is nothing which is more credible than an unsolicited referral from a delighted customer. In today's world, all free upgrades, all bonus points, all of that kind of stuff is really the implementation of this hadith. And as I told you, they are not doing it because they know the hadith. They are doing it because it just makes good sense. You buy products because you get all these free upgrades. Builds customer loyalty. And apply that in our lives. Throughout, in all transactions. Give something more. And the beauty is, and remember that, it's not because of the customer. The customer is already satisfied. Even if you didn't give that extra, the customer is satisfied because you gave him full measure. You're giving that extra because of who you are, not because of the customer. In our case, we are doing it because our Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam advised us. Because it pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The bonus is, it builds us gratitude, it builds us loyalty, it builds friendship. أقول قولي هذا استغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا فما بعد قال تعالى إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. My brothers and sisters, the second Islamic teaching for my statement Islam works is the importance of thanking people, the importance of expressing genuine appreciation for what you receive from people. Let me begin with the admonition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself about this, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, وَإِذْ تَأَذَّنَ رَبُّكُمْ لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ وَلَإِنْ كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّا عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ. The ayat of Surah Ibrahim, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, which means, and remember, when your Rabb proclaimed, if you give thanks, I will give you more of my blessings. I will increase that. But if you are thankless, verily, my punishment is indeed severe. Sadly, our societies, our cultures, and by this I mean Muslim societies, Muslim cultures, and to some extent also Eastern societies and cultures. I don't mean the Far East, that's very different. I mean the Middle East, and I mean up to the Indian subcontinent, India, Pakistan, Bangladesh. We are characterized by thanklessness. Thanking is not a part of our culture. It's not a part of our language. We feel embarrassed when we thank, and we feel embarrassed when somebody thanks us. But when we travel in Western countries, when we come to America, when you go to Australia, which is the East, but it's a Western country, and all the other countries, one of the first things that struck me, and I'm sure it strikes all of us, is the number of times you get thanked for everything. The doorman thanks you. In a shopping mall, you are pushing your cart. Somebody is coming from there. You move aside. They thank you. Thank you. Sorry. Please. Three words. It's part of taqiyya kalam. It's part of the way people behave. Everybody thanks. You enjoy it. I enjoy it. Some of us, when we live in this country, we also learn to do it. Question to ask is, why don't we do that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself told us about it? Somebody asked me one day, they said, you know, why should I keep on saying thank you? My wife or whoever it is, she already knows it. Don't they know it? I said, doesn't Allah know? Allah doesn't know if you are thankful or not thankful. Why is he saying thank me? Because he doesn't know? Allah is saying it because to remind ourselves that to thank is about us. It is not about the other person. It's not whether Allah knows or somebody else knows or not. If I am not thanking, I am being ungrateful in my behavior. And what is the right of the other person that he or she should be thanked and appreciated? I am denying them that right. So when we are not grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are denying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or trying to deny Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's right. Let me ask, I ask myself and ask you, how many of you thank your wives for all that they do to make your life comfortable in every way? When was the last time you said thank you to your wife? I'm not saying you don't do it. If you did it, all power to you, alhamdulillah. But if you didn't do that, make that the first thing you do after this khutbah, inshallah. Let me ask, how many of the ladies thank their husbands for going to work every day and coming back? Many of them in jobs that they may not even like, working for people they may not even like, but they do that because what they earn helps to support the family. How many of the women thank the husband and say, Jazakumullahu khairan, that you go to work every day and that you do this? I am grateful for you. I am grateful to you for that. How many children thank their parents for providing them with everything they need and everything they desire? The best clothes, the brand, the gadgets, the, you know. Genuine thank. Do you do that? I was in an interview, I asked somebody, I said, what does your mother do? He said, nothing. I said, wow, your mother does nothing. He said, how are you alive? You should be dead, because if your mother did nothing, you would be dead. Just because your mother doesn't go out to work for somebody and earn the salary, she does nothing. Eh? So how many of you thanked your mothers? If you didn't do that, do it now. A day will come when they will not be there for you to thank them. Those who have them, appreciate them. Don't feel embarrassed. If you're feeling embarrassed, something is wrong with you. Believe me, appreciation runs the world. Allah created us like this. I ran companies, I ran teams. In one case, the team was over 100 people. In a militant, communist, unionized environment in Guyana and in India. And I know that appreciation works. Works wonders. I'm not talking theory. I'm talking my hard-earned practice of over 35 years. In my consulting practice, I deal with corporate organizations. I deal with large, multi-billion dollar organizations. I deal with huge business families. Same message. Thank each other. Appreciate each other. The problem is that we confuse thanking and appreciation with flattery. And that is why we don't like to express appreciation, because we say, no, Rasulullah prohibited it. My submission to you is, he did not. Not only did he not prohibit it, he practiced it all his life, and I will give you examples from the seerah with names and numbers. What he prohibited is flattery. Flattery is lies. Right? Flattery is lies. Flattery is just putting somebody up, you know, saying, oh, wow, fantastic, great, this. No. I'm not talking about that. That is prohibited. Don't tell lies. But the truth, somebody goes out of their way to do something good for you and you don't want to say something about that. You don't want to appreciate that. Somebody does something, takes some trouble to produce for you something which is out of the ordinary. You don't want to talk about that. Ask yourself how quickly you pick mistakes. How quickly we criticize. We are very good at catching people doing wrong. We should get good at catching people doing right. I told you, I'll give you examples. Not only did Rasulullah ﷺ praise people directly to their face in public, but he even gave people honorable titles that are mentioned with their names with honor to this day. Let me ask you, who gave the title of Saifullah to Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu? Who? Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yes? There is a beautiful story. Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu was dying last moments of his life. He was lying on his bed. He was very, very sad. And a friend of his came to visit him. Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu said to his friend, look at me. He said, Allah is witness, there is not a place from the top of my head to the bottom of my feet which does not have a wound, a scar from a sword or a spear or an arrow. Not one place. Because I was seeking shahada in battle. He said, I would be in the thick of battle, hoping and wishing for shahada. But that didn't happen. And he said, I'm dying now like a camel in the stable on my bed. And he was very sad. And these are the last moments of his life. And the story also tells you why you should have good friends. His friend said to him, he said, don't be sad. Don't be sad. He said, inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you darajat. He said, be happy. He said, your fate was sealed the day Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called you Saifullah. He said, the sword of Allah cannot fall in battle. He said, Alhamdulillah. Then Rasulullah gave you this title. He said, thank Allah for this. You know, that's why I say, have good friends. You don't know when they come in useful. Rasulullah said, every ummah has a trustee. Every nation has a trustee. And the trustee of my ummah is who? Abu Ubaidah ibn al-Jarrah radiallahu anhu. He is called Aminul Ummah. Who gave him this title? Who said about Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had continued prophethood after me, Umar ibn al-Khattab would have been the next Nabi. Who said that? Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Who called Hamza bin Abdul Muttalib radiallahu anhu Asadullah wa Asadur Rasul? Who said about Ali bin Abi Talib radiallahu anhu, no one will love you except a believer, and no one will hate you except a munafiq, except a hypocrite? And who said, I told you, I'll give you time and you know, dates. Who said in the khutbah after Maghrib Salah on Thursday, before the Monday when he passed away, who said to the masjid filled with people, I have repaid the favors of all those who did any favor to me except that of Abu Bakr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will repay Abu Bakr on my behalf. Not one of these was said to that individual in secret. Everything was said in public to the face of the person before everyone. What did he say to people in secret? Critical things. Very few. That also, though, I was trying to think. The only one I could remember, which was what he said to Abu Dharr Ghifari radiallahu anhu when he made a racial statement to Bilal bin Rabah radiallahu anhu. And that was done privately. That was not done in public. My brothers and sisters, appreciation is the soul. It is the lifeblood of relationships. There is not a single relationship in the world, whether it is marriage, whether it is brotherhood, whether it is friendship, whether it is a superior-subordinate relationship, any relationship, there's not one single relationship in the world which can exist in the absence of appreciation. Again, genuine appreciation. I'm not talking about telling lies, not flattery. Genuine appreciation. Appreciate people. Ask yourself, which do you do more? Criticism or appreciation? That is something we need to change. And as I said before, anytime the thought comes, well, doesn't that person know? Ask yourself, doesn't Allah know? It's about us, it's not about them. And that is why in the hadith of Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu in Sunan Abi Dawud, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, La yashkurullah man la yashkurun nas. He has not thanked Allah who has not thanked the people. My brothers and sisters, I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu to help us to learn from the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and to apply it in our lives, because it works. You want to build great relationships? You want to have people who are loyal to you? Appreciate them. Thank them. Give more than what is due to them. That is the meaning of ihsan. To give more. Adal wal ihsan. The ayah which we hear in Jummah every time. Inna Allaha ya'muru bil adli wal ihsan. Allah has ordered you to do justice and then do more. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu to be pleased with you and never to be displeased. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help you in ways that you cannot imagine. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect you from all the evil of that which you know and you don't know. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be with you in all times of need. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make all of you from His shakirin, from people who are grateful to Him always in every situation. And those of you who are wondering why I'm making this dua and saying for you, for you, for you, it's not because I don't need it. It's because I need even more. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when you make dua for your brother, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appoints an angel to make the same dua for you. So I am waiting for the dua of the angel, one for each of you to come to me. So that's the number of people here multiplied by the number of angels which will inshallah come to me. We ask you also to make dua for the forgiveness of the father of our brother, Brother Fawad. His father passed away in Pakistan with COVID. He was admitted to the hospital on the day of Eid, and 2 days or 3 days later he passed away. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive him and to give him Jannatul Firdaus without hisab. We ask Allah to fill his cover with noor. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give sabr to his family. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu to enter his name among the shuhada, because this is one of the things that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave us bashara, that somebody who dies in this pandemic with iman inshallah is among the shuhada. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب يا عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم عدو يستجيب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون أقيموا الصلاة.